Welcome to Astros Baseball, a podcast by a fan for the fans of the Houston Astros. Here is your host, Rob Fontenot.
What up, haters? The Astros, they win game 2, 3-1. They take the series against Minnesota 2-0, and they'll take on the winner of Chicago White Sox and Oakland. No one thought we were going to win. Nobody thought we were going to win. A lot of people were saying a lot of bad things about the Astros, and yes, they deserve it all. I'm not going to lie. The Astros come into the playoffs 29-31. Nobody gave us a chance, but we take it. So Carlos Correa, post-game. I know a lot of people are mad. I know a lot of people don't want to see us here. But what are they going to say now? I thought that was excellent. People are still mad. Haters are going to hate. So anyway, so this is what happened. Nobody gave the Astros a chance. You had the bracket challenge, and I don't know what the percentage is. I know someone said everyone on ESPN's website all picked Minnesota to win the series. So I'm assuming a good 80% of America, 80% of the United States picked Minnesota to take the series. When I was filling out the bracket, I didn't even want to pick the Astros. I was a little iffy. These guys were 24-7 at home. We were horrible on the road. But I knew we had pitching. I told you we have a chance because we have pitching. And that's why we won. We won 4-1 and we won 3-1. We won because of pitching. So we beat Minnesota. I've already said this three times. No one thought we could do it. Everyone bet against us. And then as soon as we win, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, quit bragging. It was just Minnesota. They never win. They lose every year. You're bragging. You're bragging about a team. You're bragging about a team that loses every year. And so let me show you, this is a tweet that I put out not too long ago. I put a clown face. The Astros can't beat anyone without cheating. Then I put a star. The Astros sweep the AL Central champs who are 24-7 at home. And then another clown face. Anyone can beat the Twins. And that's it. I mean, that is everyone's response. Oh, well, you beat the Twins. Congratulations. You beat the Twins. Here's a picture of Oscar the Grouch. I mean, the Twins broke the record for consecutive playoff losses. Congrats on winning 2 games against the punchless Twins. But beating the Twins isn't impressive. Then why did everybody pick them? Everybody thought they were going to win, and we beat them. And now, we were supposed to win. Oh, the Astros are supposed to win. Whatever. Haters going to hate. That is the theme. If you can tell, I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty pumped. So the Rays, they beat Toronto 8-2. So they get a 2-game sweep as well, and they're moving on. I can't even remember who won today or yesterday, but the A's and the White Sox are tied up. Let me look at my notes from yesterday. I got it right here. I think the Sox won yesterday. Let me look. Yeah, the Sox won 4-1. Oakland won today. They're tied 1-1. We got the winner of that. Who got next? Haters gonna hate, right? So today we had the same thing as yesterday. Yesterday we had Zach Greinke come in throw 4 or 5 innings, and then we have a stud come out of the bullpen. Today, Jose Urquidy played the role of Zach Greinke. 4 1/3 inning, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks. Brooks Raley came in the 5th inning for him, and I don't know if Dusty Baker was overcoaching, but it ended up leading to a run that was charged to Urquidy. But for the record, there were no runs on the board when Urquidy was in the game. Top of the 4th, Kyle Tucker with an RBI single that brought in Michael Brantley. Astros were up 1-0. Bottom of the 5th, Marwin Gonzalez got a single. Jeffer struck out, and then that's when they brought in Brooks Raley. He walks the first guy, strikes out the next guy, and then Nelson Cruz with an RBI double. Arez, I don't even know how to say his name. He tried to score at home. He didn't even touch the plate. They reviewed it. He's still out. 1-1. Double play, I believe. No? No, it was an RBI double. But they could have had a guy at third. They could have kept the inning going, but they didn't. It was 1-1. Great play. Big play by Machete Maldonado. So we're tied at 1. We go to the top of the 7th. Carlos Correa, if he hasn't jumped up on your list of favorite Astros, you probably haven't been paying attention this year. 2-out, solo home run, and not just because of that. 2-out, solo home run, Astros up 2-1. Top of the 9th, Michael Brantley walked. Bregman singled, Kyle Tucker. King Tucker, RBI single, brings in Brantley, insurance run, 3-1. But we do not score after that. Ryan Pressly comes in, bottom of the 9th, strikeout, a line out to 3rd, and a strikeout looking, game over. So the same thing that happened yesterday. We had Greinke. And then Framber, Urquidy played the role of Greinke, and Christian Javier played the role of Framber Valdez. 3 innings of relief. No hits, no runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He picks up the win. And this is the formula. We have great starting pitching. We won a 2-game series without using a starting pitcher that has thrown like 17 scoreless innings in a row. And I'm talking about Lance McCullers Jr., who should or probably or may or I don't know what word to use pitch game 1 in the next series. And like I said, it could be the A's, it could be the White Sox. Christian Javier, awesome. No hits and no runs, folks, in 3 innings. Kyle Tucker, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Carlos Correa, 2-for-4 with a solo home run. And Michael Brantley, 2 walks, 2 runs. He made them count. Walks count just as much as a single. And if you end up scoring, it's huge. Houston, 3 runs on 5 hits and an error. 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They left 5 on base. Twins, 1 run on 3 hits. 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position and 6 left on base. So Dusty Baker's losing streak, we talked about it. Not winning a series clinching game. I can't remember what it was. Do I got to keep looking at my notes? 17 years? Dusty Baker, 2003, 10 straight. He ended that streak. Minnesota's streak, however, continues. 18 straight playoff losses. They had 7 hits and 2 runs in the entire series. Astros shut them down. Astros are in. Rays are in. We got 2 guys in, National League started today. Pretty excited. Anyway, that's it for now, folks. We'll see you next time on Astros Baseball. Haters gonna hate.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Astros Baseball. Make sure to subscribe so that way you will be alerted when there is a new episode. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Fontenot.